the air. Is it the it's the 31st, or is it the 1st today?
31st.
Is today the 31st, or is it the 1st? Okay.
Well, maybe it is the 1st.
Oh, it is the 1st. Yeah. So this show is flowing by. It's gone for a whole day. We started on the 31st at noon, and we're still now on the 1st. So we're on the 1st of February, 2011. I still think it's 2000. Like, I can't even believe we're 2011. Like, where did the last 10 years go?
Yeah, I remember looking ahead to 2001.
Yeah.
Space Odyssey.
Exactly. That was the future. Weren't we supposed to be on Mars by now, or... We're actually still on Earth, and we're renovating the same old houses, and Keith is in the project. And when you're in the project like that, when you're doing something right in the middle of a construction job, it becomes so massive. Like, it becomes your whole life.
It's a bit overwhelming at times because there's so much detail in the materials and the options and where to source stuff and pricing and... You know,
just so you're doing all, like, you're going out and finding the material and then bringing it back, and then they're installing it, like the windows or whatever.
Yep. No, I got quotes from Vancouver Island and the Okanagan and local and Vancouver and a bunch of places. And
see, that's what a general contractor is supposed to. And, you know, you can really save a lot of money. And the windows, the window shopping is fascinating, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's hard to believe how much they cost.
Well, and when you go, when I built my place, I went around to like 10 window places, and you hear all the pitches and all the stories. You know, ours are the best windows because we have the thermal break and nobody else has it. And you're like, yeah, but the guy down the street has the same thing. We have different argon gas, and it's like, you know, I noticed one thing with the windows. None of them would give me a quote per window. They wanted the package price on all the windows.
Well, some will.
Some will.
No, some will. They'll give you an individual price per window. And if you deviate from a standard size, they want to charge you more. And some will build to your size. And, there's a big difference in the supplier. So it's
what kind of windows did you go with?
We've got fir
windows.
All wood windows.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty fancy, nice looking windows. And got them for, well, actually the first thing we were putting in was a 5-panel folding entry door that opens up the wall of the house. You've seen them in restaurants.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we put that in so that we could have a big open area to go into the in and out of the house to the patio.
Oh, on the back side, out towards the ocean. Okay.
Well, both sides. But one's a sliding, one's a folding. But those two doors were very expensive, and so I spent a lot of time looking for, and I ended up getting them for half the price, basically.
But so that's what, as a general contractor, that's what you want to do, is shop around and find the best quality at the best price.
I think if you're doing it the first time, as I am, it takes a while to find those places and those suppliers, but they're out there, and I'm sure the people that do it all the time know where they are and who they are, and clearly you have to get quotes because people's bids will vary depending, I guess, on what their status is at the time, you know, how hungry they are or whatever.
Yeah. So what did you do? Send out the specs via email, or did you...
Yeah, I had a list. I had a list of rough openings from the plans and said, these are the windows that we want, a complete list, and said to give me a price. And as you said, some of them came back just with a gross price for all of the units, and other ones gave me a very detailed spec for the windows, including the glass, the hardware, the latches, you know, the trim on it.
See,
everything.
That's what I wanted, I ended up buying my windows off a guy that broke the price down. Then he explained to me how windows were priced. And, you know, if you want crank, I hate those crank out windows. And I didn't realize they're like twice as much money. I hate those things. I mean, the reason I hate them is because I've often, you know, you walk by one of those windows and you whack your head on it, or else the screens never fit on the inside with the cranks, and they're expensive windows. Sliders are so much cheaper. I like sliders. I mean,
well, the sliders now, the wood windows anyway, they're not CSA because they don't seal as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're difficult. They're a difficult one to get.
So did you get cranks, or what did you get?
Well, I got both. As you said, where you have to walk by the window, you can't have it sticking out.
You can't have a crank.
We got sliders there, yeah, on the patio and stuff like that. You got to have the ones that slide flat, right?
Right.
And then the other ones where it's opening into an open area where you're not going to run into it, we've got the crank ones. Those are the ones that seal better.
The crank ones. Oh, yeah. Because then they've got casement, the latches on them, too. Yeah.
Casement windows.
Right.
I've learned a lot of new terms, too, doing this.
Oh, yeah. No, and some of the window manufacturers I found were just so helpful with all the information they provided. It's like the rough opening size. Then you have to get the window size, and some of them knock it back about an inch and a half from your rough opening size. And
they're supposed to give you an inch, a half inch on either side.
Yeah, some of them, what size the window will you be supplying? Oh, you can't make it, some of them try to almost cheat the size down,
Oh, geez, I didn't notice that too much, although we were working with rough openings, and before the building is up, you don't really have an opening. You have to actually measure them. When you're building, you don't always get the size that you thought you were going to get. So when you've got the opening there, that's when you want to measure it.
Right.
Yeah, make sure you get it right.
Yeah. No, the shopping for windows is because the windows are a big ticket item when you're building a house. I would say the windows are probably besides the kitchen, the windows are probably, depending on how many you're putting in, are probably one of the biggest ticket items.
Yeah, it's a single item, yeah, for sure. Yeah, substantial in our house, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, we replaced all the windows in the old part of the house, as well as putting new windows in the
Well, you have to. I mean, you gotta pull them all out. I mean, even if they're double pane and they're old ones, they're basically shot. You gotta pull them all. And the problem is, if you leave some of the old ones and then you put in new ones, a renovation should free flow, and you should never be able to tell what part of the house is the old part and what part is the new part.
Yeah, if you're fortunate, you can do that. Now, certainly in our house, the finish on it's looking like most people come down, they wouldn't know it's not a new house. So
yeah, I mean, that's the goal of anybody renovating. I mean, a lot of times you go into a renovated house and there's one house, I won't say it, I'm not allowed to advertise someone else's listings, and it's just hideous. You stand in this old part of the house, and it's kind of creaky floors or half sideways, and you walk about another 6 feet, and I'm in the new area. You know, and the old area has these old lead pane windows, single pane, and it's like they didn't do anything, and then it's like this brand new addition on the back, and there's no correlation between the two. There's no flow. You feel like you're in a different house. It's like, this doesn't work. This is not how you renovate a house. You just put a big box on the backside of a house, and it doesn't work. There's no flow. You need to have a continuity all the way through, and you got to change out all the windows, all the trim, everything.
You know, that's where the planning comes in, and that's where you need somebody with a lot of experience that knows how to tie things together well,
exactly,
you know, to make a good finish of the job.
Yeah. And all the rooms have to flow. Like, you can't just, you know, like, little tiny living room, then no hallway.
I think I might know who you're talking about.
Well, there's a lot of houses like that on Salt Spring where they're just the plan was ill-conceived, you know. And the problem is they're trying to sell them at, you know, $900,000. And it's like, are you kidding? The whole thing is just a total teardown at this point. It was a botched job. It's not worth anything. No, I mean, if you're going to do it, you have to do it right. And you got to go through everything. You got to gut it, clean it all up, bring everything so it flows together.
Yeah, and think it through very, very, very carefully ahead of time. It'll save you a lot in the end, that's for sure.
It's surprising how many people will rush the planning part and just jump right into it. Like, they'll spend maybe a month or two on the planning part and that's it, and then they'll rush into it, and their plans are not totally, you know, executable, so they're taking plans that they kind of have, and then as they're going, they're modifying the plans, and that's when you run into a lot of problems.
Well, it can make it the job very, very difficult and very uncertain, because the guys that are building the house don't know where they're going, so to speak. So you end up almost inevitably having to do things over, I would guess. Yeah.
Well, the carpenters like to be able to take their tape measure, walk up to the plans, measure the wall, go back, measure the ground, and then cut the pieces and put up the wall. I mean, right off the plans, get the measurements, and just build it the way it looks. I mean, that's what I found. If they've got to stand there and think about it because it doesn't line up, then you're paying a guy, you know, $35, $40 an hour to stand there, and for 2 or 3 hours and go, well, I don't want the guy mad at me and I don't want to make a big mistake. And
yeah, it's hard to get it right if you don't know what it is you're building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's surprising how, you know, a lot of times the plans just don't coincide, you know, and so the problem is they're trying to guess and estimate, and it's really tricky to do that.
Well, like I said, I don't quite know how they built the house that we originally have, because it was substantially different size from the plan. You know, completely different.
Yeah, that's strange, hey? So if you had a chance to do it all over again, like let's say we could roll this clock back a year or 2 years, what would you do differently?
Well, I hate to say this, but I really think that we wanted to keep the old house because it had a lot of character and there was features that we really liked about it, and it was sort of... didn't like the idea of throwing away so much material and things like that. But in actual fact, I really believe it would have been probably better, because we were doing bathroom, kitchen, major parts of the house, all the windows, the whole roof, you know, foundation adjacent to the old house. It would have been a lot quicker and easier to take the old house away completely and build a brand new house. And I think it would probably have been at par, maybe even a little cheaper in terms of total cost.
Isn't that surprising? Like, you don't really save that much, you know, by...
No, if you were keeping the expensive part of the house, it might be worthwhile. But if you're keeping just rooms, I mean, the cost per square foot of just rooms is relatively minor compared to the rest of the house.
You know, that's why I would never, and I've said this on the show before, I would never buy one of those Nickel Brother used houses and have it brought to the island. Because the only thing you're saving is a frame, and the frame is 35, 40 years old. The framing is the cheap part.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. You know, it's what you put in the box is expensive. It's not the box itself. And people think, you know, well, it's a character home. It's got all these great qualities. Look at the old floors. It's like, if you want the old floors, buy them, tear them up out of a place, and put them in your brand new home. But it's easier to build and frame a brand new box than to take this thing, barge it over here, lift it on the site, jack it up, pour a foundation, drop it down, and then gut the inside, rebuild it.
Yeah. Well, if you take an example of the windows in our place, the walls were about 3 different thicknesses, and it was difficult to tell from the outside what the thickness was. So when we ordered the windows, you know, some of them are the right thickness, some of them are a little too thick, and other ones are a little too thin.
Oh, no.
It's not a big problem. It just means the carpenter has to trim it differently so that it looks right, you know.
Oh, right.
But, I mean, it all takes time, and you got to take the old window out before you can put the new window in. And when you take stuff apart, you always find, you know, somebody ran a wire up the sill, and, you know, I mean, it's just stuff like that, and it all just takes so much time to deal with. Whereas if you're starting from scratch with new material, you know what you got, you know, you put the foundation and you build the thing, and there's no surprises, so that makes it a lot easier overall.
Yeah, so you had to hire quite a few local tradesmen, too, to help you, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we've had everybody down there for sure.
So you've had electricians?
Yep, electrician, plumber, had a few guys that do tree work, and obviously the excavating, blasting, septic.
So you had Dave the Blaster come out?
Oh, yeah.
Was Dave wearing a shirt?
He's mostly got Callum and Dougal doing the work these days. He just came down to collect the bill.
You know, Dave is one of the sweetest guys on the whole island. I mean, I truly do love Dave. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, you know, he's done a lot for my family over the last years. And, I mean, he's just a wonderful person. But, he's always standing there in his underwear. Dave is just, you know, he's in a world of his own. He's a great man. And he actually does a good job with the blasting.
Oh, they're pretty professional. No, they did a great job for us. No, we had them back. We liked them so much, we had them back 5 times.
Did you really? 5 blasts? Wow.
Well, that's another thing. You're working around an existing house. You got to be a little bit careful how you do it, right? You can't blow up your existing house when you're trying to put in the new house. So
you had to blast because you added more on the square footage, so you had to put in new foundations?
Well, what we had was, in actual fact, the existing septic tank was underneath the wing of the house, so we took the wing off, and then we had to blast down to put a new room where the septic tank was. That's kind of how it worked. So it was right up against the remaining part of the house, and the guys had to be a little careful around there.
So they drill bore holes down into the cement and...
Oh, yeah. No. We drilled into the rock. We were on bedrock pretty well all over the place there. Lots of rock. So
they had to drill down into it and put the explosives right inside the house, basically.
Just right beside it. We couldn't go right to the house.
Right.
No. The existing foundation, you can't. The rock's fractured. It's that sandstone.
Right.
So you got to be careful. And we did get a couple pieces where we were blasting, and the excavator got on it, and he was shaking the rock, and it was in the basement, the house.
Shaking it. So then the excavator pulled it all out, and then that's where you put in the new room down there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So we got a new bedroom down below on the water side of the house, which is what we wanted.
Right.
And then the kitchen is basically back where it was, which was Hank's original design.
Right.
And we got a big deck in the front. It's really, really nice. And the deck is now kind of over top of that bedroom.
Right.
Yeah. So it worked out real well.
And so what electrician did you use?
Dave Abley, Salt Spring Electric.
And Dave did a really good job.
Yep. No, they're there today, actually.
They better be. Now, you were saying over brunch that Dave actually saved you a lot of money.
On
a few things. And that's the role of a good tradesman. And that's the mark of a good tradesman, when they can actually save you money.
Yeah, he came up with a solution. We had an existing building, as I said, a little cottage, and we wanted to put a new service in for that. And the old service was in a place which doesn't quite meet the code. And one of the solutions was to put the new service at the back of the building and tear the whole inside apart and rewire it.
And this was a building that you weren't planning on renovating.
No, we were just getting a new service, yeah. And so it didn't seem like a good solution to me, and Dave was able to talk to the inspector and get the okay to leave the service where it was. We just ran a supply to the existing service.
You just made it into basically a pony panel that ran...
Yeah, powered the place up, and we didn't have to do any rewiring, which was an obvious solution. It's not quite the code, but it's a variance that we were able to get, so...
And that's where his experience paid off, where he could go talk to the inspector and say, like, this is all existing, it's a little cottage, can we just do this?
Yep.
Instead of saying, nope, the code does this, and if you're going to, it probably would have been an extra $4,000 or $5,000 just to wreck your cottage.
It would have kicked me out of my house, my other house.
You would have been living on the street, dealing with, gauges with a shopping bag, looking for someone to sleep. there's a certain, and that's where a good tradesman, he can talk to the inspectors and say, like, we've got this slight problem, and, what's the solution for it?
Yeah, that's it. There's different solutions for every problem, and if you're renovating, you run into a lot of them, that's for sure. So you got to come up with creative ways of dealing with stuff and making sure that the work's done properly and safely,
Yeah, no, that's the true sign of a real tradesman, someone that can... come up with a really good solution to a problem that you're having, because they've got the experience. Like, he's probably got 20 years electrical experience, so he could, figure out how to make it all work instead of just saying.
Been around for a while, and he's got a good crew, and they're very efficient. I'm surprised how quickly they can put stuff together. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the electricians do a good job. They really do. It's a good trade. We're going to have to stop for a quick commercial break there. The show's so popular that they've piled on so many ads, so we're going to run a few ads, and we'll be right back. Scott Simmons, 1% Realty, Salt Spring Island, rep for 1% Realty, Vancouver Island.